This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Wednesday, April 30th, 2008. I'm Caleb Brown. We're now solidly in the last year of the Bush presidency, so just how do presidents and the agencies under their control change their regulatory behavior when time is short? Veronique DeRuggi, a senior research fellow at the Mercatus Center and a Cato Institute adjunct scholar, says that sense of urgency in agencies and the White House means regulations that might not be properly vetted.
A president or an agency issue a regulation, and it goes through Congress, who looks at it, but also it goes through an oversight process where supposedly the cost and benefit of the regulation are measured, and then there's a bunch of steps for it to be approved, and then it goes to the Federal Register printer, and it gets printed, and that's when it becomes official.
So what changes about the way presidents choose to, or agencies choose to issue regulations toward the end of a president's term?
Well, the only thing that actually changes is I think there is a sense of urgency that everyone has, whether it's the administration or the head of agencies, and also the body that is supposed to do the oversight, that the time is running out, so they have to do things much faster, and they tend to actually push things out the door with much less oversight and faster than they would otherwise. The other thing that's happening is because there is an outburst of regulatory activity, there's much, much more regulations going through the pipeline, the amount that the oversight body has to go through or has to do is just, it's much bigger. And since the staff hasn't increased, necessarily they can only spend, they can spend a very small amount of time on a regulation, whether it's a major regulation or just, a small rule, than they would otherwise. So basically, this is why the oversight. So it's not that there's no oversight at all, but it's one that is seriously weakened by the fact that there's just suddenly this massive amount of regulation going through, and there is the knowledge and the understanding that things have to go through before the president has to, give the key to the White House to someone else.
Is there a unique risk associated with that?
Well, if you believe that we're safer if regulations if we measure whether regulations are going to cost us a huge amount of money, and if you believe that oversight is a process that in fact protects taxpayers, the other, I think, important question is, how do they actually really have the power to do this? Because we could assume that if a president can do this in the last 3 months of the, dying 3 months of his presidency, any new president in his honeymoon period can actually use his power and is to put an end to all this. But what we see when we look at the data is that, in fact, very few of them do anything. Usually they put a moratorium to freeze everything for 60 days. But the political capital that it takes to actually do either take them off the book or amend them is actually pretty significant, and they decide not to do it. There's an interesting example with Bush. When Bush came into power, a few months before, Clinton had issued a very, very unpopular regulation about the level of arsenic in the water. And there was a public outrage, and it was going to, make our water much more expensive. So the public was really, newspapers were all over it. And so Bush actually proposed right away to scrap it and to take it. And here he was attacked violently. So in the end, I think not very much was done about it. But so it just shows that it is a winning strategy for the outgoing president who wants to extend his power and influence in the future, even though he's not in office, since the incoming president, in spite of the honeymoon period, doesn't have much power to do much about it, or doesn't want to extend the political capital that it takes to do something about it. So it's a winning strategy, so it's not going to end.
Veronique DeRuggi is a senior research fellow at the Mercatus Center and an adjunct scholar at the Cato Institute. Her article, Bush at Midnight, is in the latest issue of Regulation Magazine. available for download at cato.org.